Jim Lowell joins us right now as we turn into the markets and look at what's going on in the markets. Jim Lowell joins us from Newton, Mass. He is the chief investment officer with Advisor Investments, which has $3.2 billion under management. He's also editor-in-chief of FidelityInvestor.com. And Jim, I wonder, when we look at, we've seen some sort of significant things happen the last few weeks. We've seen a hike from the Fed, express determination of the Fed to continue to hike. We've seen a budget from the White House, which means this sort of era of expectations about what the White House might do has been turned into a reality of what the White House will do. And so I wonder if you look at this as the end of the Trump rally and maybe responsible for the 1% sell-off we had yesterday.
Well, it's an excellent question. And, of course, we're looking at it. You know, we're very focused on the fundamentals that really drive the market intermediate and long-term. And what we see we like in terms of reasonably good growth here in the U.S. Of course, Fed Chair Yellen just last week saying uncategorically that the economy is doing fine. And we're also cognizant of the fact that the global marketplace, while uneven, is beginning to exhibit signs of growth as well. That interests us a lot more as long-term investors than the day-to-day storm and drang out of D.C. That said, you're right to point out that we're moving from a market that is basically priced in a lot of optimism and belief to the point where this market is beginning to ask for some proof in the pudding. And as of yet, the budget notwithstanding, we really have not seen it. We haven't seen health care reform. We haven't seen tax reform. We haven't seen any manifestation of what trade tariff initiatives may or may not look like. So we're still in a fairly opaque moment, and I think the mood of investors, which is one of nervousness, adequately reflects the fact that it's still very difficult to know where we go from here, politically speaking. Economically speaking, we continue to seem as if we're on a fairly stable and good road.
You know, Jim, the markets have proven themselves to be remarkably resilient no matter what seems to happen domestically as well as overseas. But if terrorism starts to pick up, of course, the incident out of London today, what is it that the markets will put up with, if you will, on that front?
Well, I think we all know that the market is basically a cold calculator. It's really driven by interest rates, earnings, economic data. Unless and until there is a terrorist attack that has enough scope and scale to derail the market's focus from what drives it, it's going to stay driven by the fundamentals. Obviously, the human tragedy today is significant, but it is, from an investment perspective, from a market perspective, not nearly significant enough. I don't know the answer, Carolyn, to what it would take. I do know that ever since 9/11, we've always been running with a slightly greater risk awareness than we were prior to it. I don't think that diminishes in any way, shape, or form.
I'm curious what your notion of correlation, why the market has been so correlated for so long, and are the things that kept it correlated still intact?
I think it's a good question. I think the answer is yes. They are, you know, the things that have been driving not just the U.S., but the foreign established, even the emerging markets, which have increasingly correlated to our own markets, so things that are driving them remain in place. The hope, of course, is that we'll begin to see a real breakout in terms of proof for the reflation trade, which would probably benefit commodities, financials in particular, on a more sustained run. That said, this is a market, both domestic and foreign, that is effectively priced in a lot of optimism relating to massive infrastructure spends here, reflected in the industrials. Regulatory reform definitely impacting the financials positively. So we've gotten a little bit ahead of ourselves, and I wouldn't be surprised if this is a moment where a market...
Jim, we got to jump. Jim Lowell, Chief Investment Advisor from Advisor Investments. This is Bloomberg.